But he even knew these old stories about Bear Rich, Old Man Wig, and Mr. Grove. There used to be a Cockwood Sun weekly paper and the Liberal, the Middletown Liberal, which is still in existence. And so Wig Gill and Bear Rich were great personal friends, but they were public enemies.
No, grandmother, know. Thank you.
They were both showmen, is it the truth of the matter, and very flamboyant. And they, one of them would write an article about the other one, and the next week in the Sun, and the next week the other one would answer it in the Liberal. And everybody couldn't wait to get to see what they had to say about each other and names they called each other. And Mr. Grove would come in the whole act and write about both of them.
Well, you see, they knew how to sell papers, didn't they?
Didn't they, though? And yet they didn't either one own the papers. They just, I don't know. But that's what happened. And Mr. Grove, they lived up there. Let me see now. They had a two-story building up there where the old, where the Grove Hotel is now. You've been to Cockwood.
I have a picture of that.
Yeah, well, they ran a boarding house. He's looking, I mean, he's just as busy as he'd be looking for something to get into. Look at him. He remembers this thing. Watch it now. Just a minute, Buffalo Bill.
Just let him look at it.
Well, he doesn't like it. He thinks I'm correcting him. He doesn't like that.
Love my daddy.
Good gracious alive. What did you say your name was?
Stephen.
And how old are you? Are you?
Stephen's one. I'm only one. See, I'm only one, Miss Juanita.
Crystal, would you believe this little granddaughter of mine, just finished the first grade. I was sitting up that Mayor Jean's. This was this summer they came, you know, this summer, and we were traveling from one place to the other. Anyway, there was a cookbook, and Melanie was sitting beside me, and she took the cookbook, and she says, chocolate chip cookies. Read. I said, wait. I just didn't say anything. I was in shock. So then she read the recipe to me. She said, the first grade, I just finished. So I told Carol about it, and she says, oh, Grandma, I said, don't. They teach children like that nowadays. The phonics and all this. I said, well, okay. But I said, personally, I think she's a genius and you're not going to have anything to change my mind. Every crow thinks his is the blackest, as Grandma used to say. And that's an old saying that's true. Every crow thinks his is the blackest. Well, then here we go down the freeway, 65 miles an hour. Of course, signs all over the place. And Miss Melanie was hanging on the back seat, and Mayor Jean and I were in the front. And I was just trying to amuse a child because she was getting a little bored with going into Atlanta from where Mayor Jean lives. And there was this big sign. I said, Melanie, see if you can read that sign up there. She says, Glenwood, R.D. What does R.D. mean? She had never seen that word, Glenwood. And so when Carol was already at Ada's, I said, Carol, I'm afraid there's something bad wrong with Melanie. It's not natural for a child just finished first grade to read a sign going 65. She saw Grandma, that's what they... I said, now wait just a minute, don't tell me they taught them in school in Hawaii to read a sign in Atlanta going 65 miles an hour and read it correctly. Don't tell me that, because I don't believe it. She says, well, she can just look at the word. And, did you know this? That first grades can do this?
Yes, some can. Some can do it much earlier. Some children even teach themselves to read when they're around four.
Well, Carol, of course, has food with this child.
Right.
All right.
Depends on their exposure. I bet Stefan will read early because he already looks at books. He'll take a book and he'll look at it.
Yeah, what Carol did that with Melanie. So that's one. But now, in the first grade, she wrote an essay and won the prize, $100, and a trophy for writing an essay. Well, I haven't got recovered from it yet. And I thought I had two fairly smart children, but I don't remember them reading recipes and signs in the first grade. I really don't remember that part.